Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, Jackson, a question to ask that has everything to do with hotels and travel. I am intrigued.
We've been talking a lot about hotel hacks and travel hacks. Abby talked about how to get better deals on flights and things like that. And so a random conversation got sparked up with a friend of mine who works in the hotel industry. He's like kind of one of those general managers of a nice hotel up in New York. And he dropped the knowledge bomb that apparently if you tip the person at check-in, there is a very high likelihood that they will upgrade you.
I would have never even thought of that.
No. Like,
my ex-wife's dad was so good at this. He was so old school. It almost feels like a mafia movie. Like when you walk in to a restaurant and he used to have a 20 in his hand and he'd slip it to like the hostess. I always thought, oh, that's a gangster move. I don't have the guts to do it, but you're saying you could do that with somebody working the front desk. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
So I have no shame and I have no problem doing this. So I actually put this to the test this past weekend. I told you that my girlfriend's parents were coming into town and the room wasn't ready. And I was telling them about this because we met up with them beforehand. And I was like, and they were like, there's no way. And they both also have a little bit of shame, so we're unwilling. And I was like, let me go try to check in for you guys and I'll try it out. Okay, and they're staying at this very nice hotel here in Atlanta, and I walk up there.
Wait, the name of the place matters.
The Four Seasons.
Okay. You're gonna throw a $5 slide your $5 right across the counter at the Four Seasons.
Did you Venmo request them first? Can I have some money real quick?
No, he gave me a 20 and was like, all right, give it a shot.
Ooh,
all right. Okay. And I had his ID as well, and I was like, yeah, they're busy over there. So I walked up there.
The fear of the made up scenario in my head when you slip that 20 and they look at you like, are you serious?
When they slide it right back to you.
Right?
You're like, wrong president.
Well, the way this guy made it seem was that this is like a normal way thing that a lot of people actually do. So I was like, yeah, I'll go give this a shot. So
okay, he said this is have you guys ever heard of anybody doing this? Like when you check in with the front desk attendant to slip them some money to get like an upgrade, whether it's a higher floor or a balcony or a view, like have any of you all ever done this?
Never, not once.
I've never heard of the tipping thing, but I have heard of just simply asking because my family, we like things for free.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. All right. So let me go ahead and piggyback on this question. In what industry, and then we'll still to get some answers for you too. If it's the hotel industry, you can still call in 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. But in what other industries that we don't know, if you give them a cash tip beforehand, will you almost be guaranteed an upgrade or something that you wouldn't have gotten before? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Yeah, so I go up there and I'm saying that I'm checking in for them. She's like, can I have the ID? And I have the nice 20 folded up on top of the ID. And I give it to her. And there's like other people, you know, at the desk as well. I just picked the one. And she grabs the money and the ID. And then she takes the money and kind of unfolds it. And she goes, what's this for?
Oh. You know.
And I was like, you know, I just thank you. Well, and I panicked. I totally froze. I wasn't expecting it. And so that one obviously didn't work. But I have also heard that for flight attendants and your flight crew, this is something that I saw on TikTok where some people will put together a little like goodie bag care package, some candy, maybe a water, something like that. And you get onto the plane last and you hand that to whoever the stewardess or whoever is, attending the front. And they say, nine times out of 10, if there is an open seat, they will come to you and move you to an upgraded first class seat.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, I don't think I'm giving anybody a package on a plane that they don't know what's in the package. Right.
A clear bag.
That's a quick way to be in behind bars.
So I just remembered this happened to me.
Really?
And it ended horribly, but I'll share it with you in a second. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so does this cash tip work at a hotel, and how, and was it successful?
It was. So I actually used a 20 as well. I was up in New York taking my girlfriend at the time on a vacation, a block away from Times Square. So
Oh, no way.
This is a director from film. I put this in scenes all the time. Slipped a 20 as a thank you. I went to check out 2 days later, found out they gave me the corporate rate discount.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow. Do you know how much you saved?
Yeah. For the 2 days, about $180.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. This is good to know.
That was a great exchange rate right there.
Yeah, it was.
Jamie, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Save us some cash.
Hey, Burt Show. P1 here. I actually tipped the cable guy who was installing the cable line to my house, and he told me how to switch my plan to get an overall cheaper service with a cable company.
No kidding.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Wow. So cash truly is king. So here's where it happened. I can't believe I forgot this story. So you know that trip that I took a couple of months ago with Hollis on his senior trip down to Costa Rica?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the same trip happens each and every year for these kids at his particular school, and they go down there. So the rumor has been that if you go to this one hotel, if you're not 18, but you're close, if you slip a $20 bill into the passport, they will give you a wristband that says you're 18 years old. Okay?
What?
So we go down to Costa Rica, and Hollis is 1 week away or two, maybe 1 month away from being 18. All of his friends are already 18, so they're having some beers on this resort while the parents are around. Seems safe enough. So we get down there, and the parents are giving me the advice, like, hey, we know he's 17, but he's so close. If you just put this 20 in the passport, they're going to give you the right wristband. The kids can go wherever they want to go. So we go down there, and I do exactly what they say. They slap the passport down, and they're giving us all of our directions. Or I slap the passport down, and they're giving us our directions and our little brochure on what the hotel has and what it doesn't have. And I slip a little 20 right in there because they have to go back behind the desk, check the IDs, and then come back with a wristband, right? So this dude takes the passport with the $20 in it, goes behind the counter, brings it back out, sets it in front of me, and it was the longest reach of my life, right? Wondering if that 20 is in there and we got the right wristband or not. I open that thing up. The 17-year-old wristband is in there, and their 20 is still in there also.
Oh.
Dina!
At least he didn't take your money. Can you imagine if he took the 20 and ran?
What was I going to do?
Nothing you
can
do.
Right. Totally nothing I can do about it. Okay, so a couple of people around Atlanta that this is never going to apply to. The wealthiest people in Atlanta.
Dude, this is insane wealth that I didn't even know we had in our city. I just was oblivious. So Daddy Caddy with two Y's on Instagram broke down the wealthiest individuals in our city, and this is how much money they have.
They're the five richest people in Atlanta, Georgia. Number five, we have John Brown, worth $6.2 billion. He's a founder of a medical device company. Number five being worth $6.2 billion is actually insane. Number four, Jim Kennedy, worth $6.7 billion. Chairman of Cox Enterprises, a media and automotive conglomerate. He owns like four really impressive yachts. Number three, we have Arthur Bank, worth $8.9 billion. He's the co-founder of Home Depot and owner of the Atlanta Falcons. Number two, we have that Chick-fil-A money entering the list. Dan, Bubba, Trudy, and Kathy White. They're all worth $10.6 billion each.
Damn.
The Canes guy was worth like $18 billion. This chicken money is surreal. Number one, we have Tony Ressler, worth $11.3 billion. He's the co-founder of private equity firms Apollo Global Management. He's a finance bro. It's always finance bros or oil bros on the top of these lists.
So he said Arthur Bank instead of Arthur Blank.
Yeah. I think that's a joke, right? Because he has so much money.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming.
Okay, and I was like, maybe, maybe not, but just to clarify. But again, I don't even think we can fully grasp how much $10 billion is.
No, can't. No, and it was a couple that they had $10 billion. Did he say a piece?
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A family.
Yeah, that chicken money.
They're each worth. Chicken money is real.
Yeah, it is.
I also love the fact that a guy named Bubba is a billionaire.
Yeah. Bubba billionaire.
You know what I would really... I've wanted to do this for so long on the show, and maybe now we have Mikey. Maybe we can do it. I have always wanted to do the type of bit where we send him out to Mount Perrin in those huge homes. You know, you see him on Mount Perrin or on Dunwoody, also is at Spalding, mm-hmm. where there's huge mansions, right?
West Paces Ferry.
West Paces Ferry. And you're just wondering, like, who lives in that house?
What do you do?
I did it before.
You did this before?
Yeah, and it was owner of a bunch of Applebee's. And this home was being built. It was amazing inside.
Was this in Raleigh that you
yes.
did this?
Uh-huh.
I know them.
Yes, I was in their house before they moved in.
Dude, filmed it. Their house was it was insane.
We should do this around Atlanta and just have him go right up to the door, knock on there. With any luck at all, they don't call the cops on him, and we find out who does live in those homes.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.